I think I died in 1974. Scientific research was one of the main ways we passed our time in the days before cable television. Our laboratory was a dairy farm with lots of outbuildings where young scientists could concentrate on their work without answering lots of irrelevant questions from parents who were glad as hell you weren't in the house watching reruns of The Partridge Family. Like most males of the species, my brothers were very interested in manned flight. The first experiment I remember was my brother John climbing the clothesline pole and jumping off with an umbrella in his hand. It turned inside out and stretched his arm a little too, I think. The next attempt at manned flight was made the following winter by my brother Jim, who noticed that the roof of the hog shed had about a foot of snow on it. The hog shed was the most gently sloping roof we had, pointing skyward at about a 30-degree angle. There was also a nice drift of snow off the south eave. Jim formulated the hypothesis that if he went all the way up to the peak and rode the flexible flyer off the eave, he would float gently to earth and land softly in the snowdrift 12 feet below. At first we started to argue with him that it wouldn't work. Then Steve made us all shut up. Jim tossed the sled up onto the roof and scrambled up to the peak. The ride to the eave was as smooth as the Winter Olympics, but Jim had overlooked any mechanism to provide lift for his craft. The sled took a nosedive at the eave and stuck in the drift directly below. Jim continued some feet farther before his trajectory also arrived on Earth at a much thinner part of the drift. His red stocking cap with the white and green puffball went the farthest and landed in the water trough, which was kept thawed by an electric de-icer. In the after-action report, we described to Jim how he looked just like Jesus when his arms went out to the sides while his feet pointed straight down. He told us to shut the fuck up. He said all he needed was a ramp at the eave and he would have gone, like, up like Evel Knievel. So, well, that was the next step in the experiment. That was a hell of a winter for snow. We spent entirely too much time on Rattlesnake Hill, about 400 yards behind the house, well out of sight of concerned parents. Rattlesnake Hill is a very nearly one-to-one slope, nearly a 45-degree angle. It was a mother to climb, but we did it over and over. There was so much snow that year that we built the proposed ramp that Jim would use to provide lift for his next flight. We were using 10-foot lengths of corrugated tin for sleds on Rattlesnake Hill. It was the best way to get over the long prairie grass that stuck up through the foot-deep snow. The snow ramp we built was not much more than an immense snow ball with extra snow packed around the base. It jutted away from the hill at nearly a 45-degree angle, so that a sled would hit at nearly a 90-degree angle. Not one of us considered what a change of vector by 90 degrees in that short space and at that velocity might do to the human body. I think we were doing about 50 miles an hour when we hit the fucker. Oh yes, we all had to ride on this historic occasion. I had to sit in front because I was the most aerodynamic. All I remember is my chest caving in, then this 10-foot blade of sharp tin flying away from me toward Kansas City. Somehow, I must have done a complete flip, because I saw each of my brothers in full view, Jim, John, and Steve, who had been sitting behind me at the beginning of the flight. They looked like this, and there's a diagram of the hill with the snowball ramp, and the sled is flying farthest, and the children, of course, scattered in all sorts of random directions. After we landed, Steve took charge, lying in the snow and groaning. At last he spoke in a trembling voice.
"Is everybody all right?"
I was sure I was dead. I may still be. It goes without saying that we were too scared to replicate the results, as all true scientists must do. So, 35 years later, I published the only conclusion possible from the data we collected that day. Spending quality time with family can kill you.